Since Vineyard Community Church is celebrating its 40th anniversary, I thought I would take a few minutes and talk a little about the history of the church. Roxanna and I moved here in 1978 from Eugene, Oregon. We were young. I was 23. We were newlyweds, and we were broke. But we were so excited about the new adventure that God was sending us on here to Columbus, Ohio. Our first church began to meet in a little farmhouse on Main Street and Taylor. It's now a Kroger's store. I have some great memories of this place when I think of a bunch of young hippies who loved Jesus and just wanted to share his love with other people. God began bringing people to the church, and I was especially blessed when my parents, brothers, and sisters all moved here to be part of the church. We eventually outgrew the little house and moved down the road to a building owned by Cotner's Funeral Home. The building was used to store coffins and headstones, and we weren't even able to get them out before the first service. So we just put Bible verses on them like, "The dead in Christ shall rise," made for a very interesting first service. It was actually in this building that we began to understand what it meant to be part of a community. We began to get involved in some of the social issues of the day, like speaking up for the unborn. We outgrew the Cotner's building and rented the Hannah Ashton Middle School for 2 years. It was during this time that we purchased our property on Palmer Road, and we began to build our very first church building. It was so exciting, realizing that we had only been a church for 7 years, and we were now in the process of building our very own church building. It took us 2 years to build the church, and we paid cash for it as we went. We did all the building ourselves, and it took us 100 Saturdays to do it. We moved in on May 1987, and we had a great celebration. At that time, our church had about 100 people attending on Sunday. Once we got into our building, we started all sorts of new outreaches. We did a skateboarding outreach. We built all sorts of ramps on the parking lot. We had kids skateboarding all over the place. Then we did a Sunday afternoon heavy metal service. We would have 150 young people come, and they were some loud, wild services. We marched in parades, did free oil changes for senior citizens, had some incredible VBS summer programs, and did some live nativities. The biggest outreach that we did for 10 years was Hellstop. It was an outdoor drama about a drunken driver who died and went to hell. During that time, we reached over 50,000 young people. We saw thousands of young people give their lives to Jesus. It was in this building that God birthed something in us as a church that we still do to this day. It really helped define who we are. We started giving away our entire Easter offering to the poor in foreign missions. We have given over $1 million to help the poor both in our city and in foreign missions, providing wheelchairs, clean water filters, feeding the poor, and providing medical care. Within another 7 years, we outgrew our building. So we built a family life center on the back. Once we got in, I had this huge stage, so I started doing illustrated sermons, using things like guns and swords, bows, knives. Then we started having big day services like Hunter Sunday, Biker Sunday, Hot Rod Sunday. They always made for exciting Sunday services. 2 years later, we added the children's back wing. At that time, we had almost 100 children coming on Sunday mornings. In 2001, we decided to join the Vineyard Association of Churches and eventually changed our name from Faith Chapel to Vineyard Community Church. We then purchased the rest of the property along Palmer Road all the way to the corner, which expands our campus to 16 acres. It used to be wooded, but we cleared it all out. We now use the fields for our upward soccer program and our Easter egg hunts. They're great outreaches to young families in our community. We also built a beautiful playground that we let the whole community use. We've always been a church that's been connected to our community, and one of the ways we've been doing this for over 10 years are the free clinics that we offer. It's so great to be able to help people in such a practical way and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Our MOPS program and now our preschool program are both important ministries of our church as we seek to reach the young families in our community. Through it all, the most exciting and fulfilling part of being pastor of this church for 40 years has been watching God get a hold of so many people's hearts and watching Him change their lives. From a little farmhouse and a handful of hippies, we have come a long way. But let's not stop believing God for big things. God's Word says in Chronicles, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro across the whole earth, looking to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal towards Him."
Grab a seat.
Wow. Love you guys. Thank you so much. So I'm going to wrap this up and just tell you that, you know, what's on my heart for the church and why, one of the reasons why I think we've been blessed as a church, and I truly believe one of the reasons we've been blessed as a church is because we have embraced the principle of serving and giving. And for sure, if you read the Gospels, you will see that this is what Jesus was all about. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus said, "The Son of Man came to serve." In the Gospel of Matthew, He said, "I did not come for you to serve me, but for me to serve you." Paul wrote about Jesus in the book of Philippians, and he said, even though he was God in the flesh, He came to serve. And I just think, you know, any church that can embrace that and understand the importance of serving, we're going to be following in good footsteps. We're following Jesus. And our church really has embraced that. We've talked about our church mission statement, serving God, serving people. It's just four words, serving God, serving people. But it says who we are. It says who we are. We are about serving God, taking it seriously, obeying the Word of God, reading it, listening to His Holy Spirit, and then serving people in practical, real ways. And I'm just so honored and blessed that our church has been a part of this for so many years. You know, as I been thinking over the past couple weeks, wow, man, I can tell you, starting a church with no money and just a handful of people who don't know anything is really a step of faith. And I do want to say that there is no way I could have done this without my wife, Roxanne. No way. Wow. No one loves this church more than my wife, Roxanne. I'm telling you, she has been sold out, totally committed, does whatever is needed. I mean, she's just been the backbone here, and I just want to say, Rox, you know, you've done a great job, man. You have been awesome, and we are grateful. We're grateful for your heart. So, man. Love you, man. All right. So we're going to wrap this up, and if we could have our worship team up here, we're going to take our offering. But you know, as part of our church, and I'm talking about giving and serving. You know, this is our church's birthday. It's our 40th anniversary. You know, you give gifts on your birthday, and you could really bless me if you would give a gift today to our church, but we really don't want the gift for our church. We'd like a gift for the Luke's Brigade Ministry. And Luke's Brigade Ministry is a ministry Dr. Kesick started. Where's Dr. Kesick? He's right up here. He was up last week talking about this. It is a ministry that goes to third world countries, trains people how to do basic first aid. These are places that do not have health care. They do it to preach the gospel, but also to provide real care for people, and they get care year round. And one of the ways they kind of encourage people to come and get the training is they give them this first aid kit if they take the class. That's a 2-day class. And the first aid kit costs $12. It's out in the foyer, all those red kits. So if you would like to this morning, if you take out that envelope in the bulletin, it's a special offering envelope. If you'd like to put $12 in there, you want to buy several packages, several of these first aid kits, all that money will go toward Luce Brigade. If you don't have a checkbook and you want to write it later, write on the envelope, you know, I'll send the money in. You can do text to give. You can go on our website. But it's a good chance to be a blessing to our church, but really to be a blessing to Luke's Brigade. I think Dave said they've trained over a thousand people they have trained already that are providing care where basically there was no medical care. So it's really an awesome ministry. So also today, just for fun, we've got all these books that I've written over the years. I've written 11 books or booklets, whatever you want to call them. So they're normally $8. So if you want to buy one, there'll be $7 today. And all the proceeds goes to Luke's Brigade. Everything that the profit over cafe, all that goes to Luke's Brigade. Just trying to be a blessing, again, as a church and understand the importance of serving others. So if you want to do something special, put it in that envelope or write on the envelope. That'll go to Luke's Brigade. All right, let's stand up. Let's have our ushers come forward.
We have a little surprise, so can you guys run that video?
On behalf of Vineyard Columbus, I want to congratulate you for 40 years of faithful service to the Reynoldsburg community and the entire East Side. You guys have been a model of faithfulness in reaching the lost and caring for those in need. God bless you.
Congratulations to my friends Dave and Roxana. Super cool. 40 years of ministry at the same church, and you still love Jesus, you love each other, and you love your church. That's awesome. That's worth celebrating. Congratulations.
Dave and Roxanne, congratulations on 40 years of tremendous service to the community and your church. You have blessed me and Quest in so many untold ways as you've helped us through some difficult times.
Dave, how you doing, buddy? 40 years of ministry, that's amazing. I'm not even 40 years old yet. Congratulations, man.
Hey, Dave and Roxanne, I just wanted to congratulate you guys on 40 years of ministry in Reynoldsburg. What a wonderful accomplishment. What a wonderful example you guys have set for the rest of us. Congratulations on the 40 years, and God bless you both.
I just wanted to say hello and to congratulate the two of you on 40 years of ministry. I count it a privilege and an honor to know you guys and to co-labor with you. So God bless you.
You've been around for over 40 years. Started out at Haight Ashbury. That scared me the first time I heard where you guys came from. I want to say this, in the past 30 years that I've known you, and now as a pastor, we connect ourselves together, and I want to tell both of you, you're an example to the flock, and you're an example to pastors and pastors' wives.
Listen, I want to say happy 40th, Pastor Dave. He is one of the greatest pastors that I've ever had the privilege of knowing. He's a man of integrity and character. His ministry has blessed me. He is the reason that our church exists. My children have been blessed. My wife has been blessed. My friends have been blessed. Our entire city has been blessed because David Diani is a faithful, godly man. He is a hero of faith for me today. Love you, Pastor Dave. Now you can pay me.
Amen. Pastor Dave and Roxanne, if you could come up here. So we got a couple gifts for you. Pastor Dave, this one's for you. Roxanne, we got you some flowers. Go ahead. Yeah. Oh, you're going to love it. So,
oh man, thank you, Mark.
I just wanted to say that this church has changed my life. You have changed my life. And now that I've been married here, you married Kim and I, and our kids are growing up here, our lives will forever be changed, and that's because of this church right here.
Dave and Roxanna, I say the same. A number of lives have been changed, and they'll continue. You'll see the fruits continue on. And 40 long years, There's been good, there's been bad, there's been ugly. And Roxanna, you still look good.
You do.
But we want to bless you.
Thanks, man.
So the family has gotten together, and we're going to send you away.
Okay.
We're going to send you wherever you want to go, for however long you want to go, however really? You want to get there.
Really? Wow.
We can't promise we could bring you back.
Okay. I got to come back, man.
But that gift is there.
Oh, man.
So we just love
Thank
you.
Love you, man. Thank you, man.
You are the best.